Should a small Washington State liberal arts college have a mascot called the Fighting Missionaries? Or is that out of bounds in 2016, given the history of missionaries here? Walla Walla's Whitman College is thinking all of this over. Former KUOW host and Whitman alum John Moe is not crazy about the current mascot.
I think the official name is Missionaries, and then the fightin' gets added on in a small liberal arts college's attempts at sports. And so we've been saddled with that for quite some time, and I've been kind of wondering when they'd get around to pointing out how terrible the name is, and now it looks like they are.
Well, when you were at school, how controversial was the Fighting Missionary mascot?
Well, it really wasn't. I mean, I think that that was, enough years ago before we kind of had this awakening to a lot of these terrible names, at least, you know, for many of us finally being awakened to them. But it was always a point of humor. Like, if you have names like, you know, tigers or bears or something, the fighting missionaries just didn't instill fear in people like it should, especially because the missionaries that the school is named after, Marcus and Narcissa Whitman, were slaughtered.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you're trying to go into a metaphorical battle in sports and you're carrying the flag of people who were famously completely wiped out all at once, it probably doesn't lead to a lot of athletic achievement.
It would be more historical and instructive to say the missionaries who were killed in retaliation for their atrocities.
Yes, the missionaries who were killed under the perception that they were spreading horrible diseases that wiped out significant portions of the Native American population. But again, that's hard to print on a uniform or a bumper sticker, so it wasn't as catchy.
And it's got to lend itself to, I would think, some good chants and songs.
Yeah, at the various sporting events, missionaries, missionaries, we're on top was often chanted. I spent some time with the debate team who would sometimes lead off an argument saying, the missionary position in today's debate is... And so forth. You get a bunch
that's
of
big with the
22.
Freshmen every year. You know who the freshmen are.
Yes.
You know, and they're the first one who thought of that.
You get the 18 to 22 year olds and you put missionary in there, and you know, besides the cultural insensitivity of the name, you get the very crude bludgeon of the double entendre too.
So now here you and other Whitman alums are being asked to fill out a survey on this proposal to drop the mascot. What position are you taking on the missionaries?
I think it's time to go. For one thing, it kind of portrays the school as being a religious school, and it's not. It's secular. It's been secular for a very, very long time. And, you know, there is a lot of complexity to missionary work, and even more complexity probably to 19th century missionary work in the still unsettled West. And so I think you move on to other things that might be more evocative of a small liberal arts college or of Walla Walla as it remains today. 'Cause when I was there, too, it was a farm town. And since I left, it's become this... it's become the Napa Valley of Washington State. It's become wine country 1,000 times over, and now it's where all the swanky people are moving.
Do you think that Whitman would ever take a look at the fact that they're called Whitman, named after a missionary?
I think that's a little less likely. I think you kind of just stick with the name that you have, because over time it comes to mean so many other things. You know, people associate different things with Whitman College as they would with Reed College or Whitworth College or any other college with a name that's around. I think with the mascot, you're kind of stuck with the idea of a fighting missionary, which can't mean very many other things.
So maybe the Whitman varietals.
Yeah, the sommeliers, the sweet onions, there's a lot of options.
The Whitman Sweet Onions, I like that one. That's John Moe, Whitman class of 1990. He is now in Minnesota with American Public Media. Once again, the news is that Whitman is rethinking its mascot, the Missionaries. The college says they may drop the mascot after, quote, conversations about diversity and inclusion. What do you think? What's the right mascot for Whitman in 2016? Let us know on Twitter, @KUOW.